My name's Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's Monday the 13th of July 2009 at 4:15 a.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
Yes, my name is Claire Baldock. My date of birth is the 27th of the 4th 1960 and I come from a little village just south of Gatwick called Handcross.
How do you feel about going on the fourth place?
Oh, excited, nervous, both together really. I am quite nervous, but I'm determined not to let that get in the way of enjoying myself.
How did you first hear about the project?
Well, I'm a great fan of Anthony Gormley, and I knew they were doing different statues on the fourth plinth. And when he won, I think there was four people up for it, and he won it. And I just thought it was a fantastic idea, so I thought I've got to go for that.
What is it that inspired you to apply?
Him. He's just a wonderful artist. He really is. I'm going to put my finger in the water now and say I'm not a great fan of modern art, but there's something about his work that really talks to me.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what that is that interests you about?
It's very human, his work. He's always interested in looking at the space that people take up, I think, and it's just, he has a very unique way of looking at things. Even just his simple figures are very unique and memorable. I went to his exhibition a few years ago at the Haywood, and there wasn't one thing there that I didn't respond to. It was just fantastic. So he's fantastic, basically, and that's why I'm here.
How does it feel to be part of one of his projects?
Oh, amazing. Amazing. If I stopped to think about it like that, actually, I would probably get even more excited about it because, he is just such... I'm just such a fan of his. And I know if I ever got the chance to meet him, Anthony, if you're listening, I'd just like to shake your hand or give you a big hug or something like that because you're great.
What happened when you found out you had a place?
Well, I swore. I went, oh my goodness me. And I sat there, because I was at work, I just opened my email, and I sat there and I read the email twice or three times thinking, I'm not sure if this is true or not. And then I phoned my husband and said, you'll never guess what. And he was screaming down the phone as well. And then I thought about it and nerves kicked in and I thought, oh, I don't know if I can do that, 5 o'clock in the morning and all this kind of thing, oh, I'm a bit old for that kind of thing, and all these things go through my head. I thought, no, I've got to do it because I won't get the chance to do anything like it again. And that was it, really. And then I told a few people, but at that time there wasn't a lot of publicity about it, so it was kind of, again, a bit of, oh yeah, so what type thing. But then over the last week, it was funny, when I left work on Friday, my boss said to me, because I've got today off, which is Monday, she said, have a nice weekend, Claire. And I said, oh, I will, thanks very much. She said, are you doing anything nice? And I said, well, you know Trafalgar Square? And she said, you're not going up on that thing, are you? And the whole office erupted because everybody knew about it at that stage. And we were all looking on the internet and looking at my profile and everything, because half of them didn't believe I was going to do it. They just said, oh, she's making up. She's not going up. But I don't know if any of them will be up early enough to watch me because it's quite an early slot. So that was quite fun. That was fun going home from work.
What will you be doing on the plinth?
Well, I had a few ideas. I probably won't do very much, actually. Basically, what I'm trying to do is to honour the people that went to the moon. When I was a girl, I was absolutely hooked on the idea of space flight. All us kids, it was a great thing, and I vividly remember the moon landing, the typical lying on your front with you staring up at the TV, black and white TV screen with your mum and dad, talking about it at school, all that kind of thing. And then it kind of died a death, which was, I thought, was such a great shame, because really I thought by now I'd be on the moon. So I'm going to recreate the moon on the plinth instead.
Why have you chosen to do that?
Well, the other reason is, as I say, one thing Anthony did say was that he wanted a snapshot of something that inspired you or was important to you. obviously my friends and family are the most important thing to me in the whole world, but I can't get all of them up there. The space thing, just came to me that that would be a good thing to do. And one of the reasons is because this week, it's actually the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. So I thought that was quite a nice tie-in. I can't remember which day it was. I have a suspicion it's the 16th of July, but I'm not sure. So I thought that was quite good. And there's lots of things on the telly about it as well. So once I got the idea, I thought, oh, that's it. That's the thing I've got to do. And of course, the excuse to dress up as well.
Could you describe your outfit for us, please?
Yeah, I look like I've been wrapped up in tin foil. Basically, it's a silver space suit and boots. And I've got gloves and a helmet. And I managed to find on the internet a backpack which has got NASA logos and stuff. So I've got all my sort of equipment in there, some food and drink and that kind of thing, a book if I get bored. Not that I'll get bored, I'm sure, camera, mobile phone, the usual things you carry with you. So,
what is it that interests you about the moon and space?
Oh, it just makes you realise how small you are, you know, how insignificant we are, how amazing life on Earth ever came about, really. I guess when I was a kid, it fires your imagination. My dad is a very keen astronomer, and he always used to take us out into the garden and point things out and look through the telescope and see things. And if you can ever get to see the night sky without light pollution, it's such an experience, really, to think that each of those little twinkling dots of light is a star. You don't need drugs, basically. You just go away with your thoughts. So, and it is inspiring to think that people could actually travel to those places, I think, you know. And when you realise what tin pot little machines they went in that looked like they were held together with string and tape, you wonder that they ever got there, really. The technology was just, you know, our mobile phones have more technology than they travelled with. And you'd think what heroes they were, because they risked their lives, you know. So that's probably what it is, I think. It's just exciting to me.
Is this a hobby?
No, not really. I suppose it should be, shouldn't it? With my dad being an astronomer. He's much of more of a hobby than me. I work as a geophysicist, which basically I work for a company that's a contractor to the oil and gas industry, so we're looking for oil and gas. We do seismic surveys and take snapshots of the subsurface so people know where to look for oil and gas. So my kind of scientific half of my brain is used up during the day, and I quite often, to switch off, I'll kick over to the other side, which is more arty side, which is probably why I'm really interested in this, you see. So astronomy is a hobby. I mean, it does mean you have to get up late at night, and I do have quite a demanding job, so I don't look up at the stars as often as I would like to. On holiday I quite often do, but it's not my hobby, basically.
What do you hope will happen when you get up on the plinth?
Well, it's a nice early morning slot. I'm hoping the sun will come up and a few people will wander by and maybe say hello. I haven't got a head for heights, so I'm trying not to get too nervous about that. But I think I'm really keen to see what it'll be, a unique perspective, basically. 2,400 people, there's only 2,400 people are going to go up there and actually see what I'll be able to see up there. So that's quite interesting. And when I walk past in future years, I'll go, well, I was up there once. So that'll be quite fun. I don't know. Everyone says an hour's a long time, but is an hour a long time? I don't know. We'll have to see.
Do you have any fears about going up?
Yeah, I'm bad for heights. Oh, my God. But I'm not going to let that... I've decided I'm not going to let that faze me. I might be a bit wobbly of legs, but, you know, I'm going to go up there and give it a go. It looks very safe. I've looked at the net. It looks, you know... In fact, I think if the net makes that plinth, I hope they keep the net up, even if they don't keep people on the plinth, because I just think it looks really good. I don't know. I'm just waiting to see what will happen, really.
Do you have any other expectations about what it will be like to be on there?
I think it will be, as a person that doesn't live in London, I think it's quite interesting to watch the traffic and the people go by. I'm a great people watcher, so they'll be watching me and I'll be watching them just much and taking a few photos, that kind of thing. No, I don't know. I guess I've tried not too hard to think too much about what to expect, because I want it to just happen, you know. We'll just see what happens. Hopefully no one will throw anything at me, but you never know. I've got some space food I can throw back at them.
We're trying to build a picture of the people who have applied for the project. Would you mind telling us some of the things that are important to you in life?
Oh, well, as I said, my friends, in fact, my family and friends, they're number one. Number one, two, three, four and five, probably. Work, my work is very important to me. The people I work with a great bunch of people. I've worked at the same company since I graduated, which is a long, long time ago now. It's been through a few changes of name and management, but essentially the people that I work with are still the same. And that's gives me a great sense of family as well, because they're like my second family. And we all get on very well. We all know each other very well. What else is important to me? Art is important to me. Reading, I love reading. A world without books, I can't imagine. I've always got a book with me. In fact, I've got one in my bag, just in case. I can read a story out to people if I feel the urge. My garden. I've got quite a large garden we moved to about 8 years ago, which is a work in progress. Holidays, travelling. I love travelling. Just come back from a holiday in Cuba. And well, a few years ago, it's a bit like the bucket list, you know. I decided I'm getting to that age, if I don't make the list of these places that I've always wanted to go to, I'm never going to do it. So every other year, my husband and I, we save up and we go on a big holiday, and that was our big one. That was fascinating, Cuba. That was great. What else? What else is important to me? I think that's me. Well, food. Having a good time. Yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, gosh. What a question. That's the kind of thing we ask people. I interview people for my job, for part of my job, and I ask them that kind of question. Fairly easygoing. I like people. I love chatting to people. My husband always says if I'm standing in a queue, by the time he's turned round, I'll be talking to somebody and I've made a new friend. He always says, oh, you made a new friend, I see. So that, what else? Fairly outgoing, yeah. I don't know what my people at work would say about me. Yeah, it's hard to describe yourself, really. I've never had to do it before. Well, people will see what they think.
What impact do you hope to have going up on the plinth?
Oh, impact. Oh, I don't know. I'm not a person that makes a lot of impact. I don't know. I think I just a few people make a few people smile on their way to work, maybe. You know, dressed up as a spaceman. What? Maybe they'll smile and wave at me when I. Well, you know, that's again the liking people thing, really. So no, I don't expect to make a big impact. I'm quite pleased it's a 5 o'clock in the morning slot rather than lunchtime, actually, because then I think I would get very nervous about all those people looking at me. So, yeah, that's about it, really, I think.
Have you ever been involved or performed in anything within an arts context?
Never. This is quite exciting for me, I think, as well. As I say, my work is scientific and uses one half of my brain, and to actually become something, a project, an art project, I'm not gifted or talented in an artistic way. But I love seeing what other people do, and I do appreciate, you know, the work that goes into it. So this is quite a new thing for me.
Before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have covered?
Oh, I don't think so, apart from how much I admire Anthony Gormley, and I've said that till I'm coming through the roof. No, I think that's me.
Thank you.